This is a Fox News alert. They're still trying to find all of Ian's victims. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
First responders from the local, state, and federal level descended on Southwest Florida.
Especially Governor Ron DeSantis says where Hurricane Ian hit first. The sheriffs of Lee and Collier counties both say there are deaths and a lot of people needing rescue from flooded homes. In Placida and Charlotte County,
we are seeing complete destruction in a mobile home park. One after the other, all the way down the street, down the next street, everything gone.
Fox's Steve Harrigan.
This man here who's smoking a cigarette and drinking a Busch Light said, you know, I've lost everything, but at least I'm not dead.
Ian is now a weaker tropical storm, still full of rain, causing flooding inland, too.
Right now, I'm in Kissimmee, so that's about 30 minutes south of Orlando, where the fire department, they've been rescuing people. I was told 127 people rescued and taken to a local hospital.
Fox Weather's Brandy Campbell. Ian's next going to go to Georgia, then forecast to go into the Atlantic. Could grow into a hurricane again before hitting South Carolina. North Korea launched two more missiles and a third test this week, right after Vice President Harris, while in South Korea, went to the demilitarized zone near the border and said North Korea is a brutal regime that has
an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability.
She's since left, ending her trip to Asia. Small business owners are about to get more scrutiny from the government.
In a statement, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the rule will make it harder for criminals, organized crime rings, and other illicit actors to hide their identities and launder money. Most businesses with fewer than 20 employees will need to register with the government and report the people who own, control, or created those firms.
This is Fox's Jared Halpern. The selling is back on Wall Street big time. The Dow down 465 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
As Tropical Storm Ian continues to move north and damage assessment continues, President Biden is planning to go to FEMA headquarters next hour. He just tweeted that he wants Florida to know that they will be with him every step of the way.
President Biden approving a disaster declaration for Florida, opening the door for assistance in nine counties impacted by Hurricane Ian. The funds can be used for temporary housing, home repairs, as well as other programs to help people recover. State and local leaders can also use the funds for debris removal in certain counties and statewide hazard mitigation measures. A statement from the president says damage assessments are still going on and more areas may be designated for assistance in the future.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Jeannie Thomas being questioned today. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas appeared before the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Thomas appeared at the Capitol ahead of that riot. She says she was not there at the Capitol that day. A convicted killer turned fugitive back behind bars where he belongs, recaptured. And Nevada's governor has ordered an investigation into why they did not realize until Tuesday that he broke out over the weekend.
After 5 days on the run, the Las Vegas Metropolitan PD says Porfirio Duarte Herrera was taken into custody in the city following a tip that a person matched the description of the escaped convict who was doing a life sentence at the nearby Southern Desert Correctional Center in Indian Springs for a deadly bombing in Las Vegas in 2007. We're told Duarte Herrera reportedly used battery acid to erode the window seal and set up a dummy to throw off facility staff before leaving. The investigation into his escape continues.
That's Jeff Manasso. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.